The 2025 Inclusion Festival is upon us. It's a special initiative by the Inner West Council, whose programs are created by people with a disability and is free for everyone to enjoy. Later this afternoon, Marrickville will play host to the Lived Experience Art Exhibition, a showcase dealing with mental health challenges and disability. So to tell us all about it, I'm pleased to say Santiago Ledesma is a mental health peer support worker from the Sydney Local Health District. Joins us on the line. Thanks for making the time this morning.
No, thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. How'd this festival come about, my friend?
Well, the Inclusion Festival is that's organized by the Inner West Council. So if I'm not mistaken, they do it annually. Mm. The Lived Experience Art Exhibition, which is the project that my group organizes.
Yep.
This is the first time we're doing it, so it's our inaugural. So I am a part of Sydney Local Health District. I'm a mental health peer support worker, meaning I have my own lived experience of mental health challenges. But I also work with people in the community who themselves have experienced some form of mental or emotional distress.
Yeah.
Now, what we've done in the past few months is we've created an inclusive creative community. We've been running regular art groups weekly the past few months. And at some point we decided, we'd put up an art exhibition. So the group, Gadigal, which we call Gadigal Creative, we're the ones who organized the art exhibit. And we're having our opening at 4:30 p.m. in Marrickville Town Hall today.
Oh, fantastic. And what can people expect to see?
A very wide range of different art forms. I mean, mm-hmm. all visual art. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Marrickville Town Hall. It's a very big venue. We've got all these different partitions. So all the art would be hanged on the wall, but it's all different mediums. So we have paper mache, we have oil and canvas, we have acrylic, we have collages, so a wide variety of artworks.
Yeah.
I guess something that makes the art exhibit different from your usual, from other art exhibits is, for one, this is a not-for-profit art exhibit. There won't even be any prices on the artworks itself. It was really designed to give people who've experienced mental health challenges an opportunity to showcase their work. So every artist that's showing their work in the exhibit is either someone who's experienced or experiencing mental health challenges, or is someone that is an ally of someone with lived experience.
Oh, fantastic. How does an initiative like this and expressing these issues through art break down traditional stereotypes and stigmas with mental health?
So how does this type of project address? Yeah, okay. For one, it's putting a human face to lived experience. So even the word lived experience is, it's not widely adopted quite yet. I mean, sadly, I work in the mental health system with New South Wales Health, and too often I feel people are still referred to as having mental illness, as somewhat being different from other people. And that has a very negative effect on the people who have been given that label. So having an exhibition like this, which is not just organized by New South Wales Health, but organized by the people we work with as well, it puts a very human face to, those labels.
Yeah.
Which is really important because, I'm not just saying this because I work in mental health, but there really is nothing different, with people who have lived experience and who have been ascribed those labels of having a mental health illness.
Yeah.
There's nothing different. It's just, I guess society has a way of wanting to label people just to feel more comfortable, I suppose. But
Yeah, mate, thank you so much for coming on. I'll try and get down there this afternoon. Thanks for making the time this morning, mate. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Take it easy.